If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's, you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor, Exceed Real Estate, are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance, and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Andy Warhol Icons is now on display at the City of Wanneroo's Regional Gallery. The iconic exhibition, featuring artwork by one of the most influential artists of the 20th century, is here as part of the National Gallery of Australia's Shining the National Collection initiative. Don't miss your chance to view these international treasures. Plan your visit at wanneroo.wa.gov.au/Wanneroo Gallery.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
The Community File.
Veterans who have served in the Australian Defence Force, whether here at home or abroad, are welcome to meet along with their families for support and assistance at the Veterans Support Centre in Heathridge. Operated by veterans and families and supported by the Joondalup RSL sub-branch, the Veterans Support Centre is open Tuesday and Thursday afternoons. They provide services for veterans and their families, ranging from accessing Department of Veterans Affairs entitlements, mental health help and assistance around the family home. To find out more, phone 0437 378 498 or email vscjoondalup@hotmail.com.
We can offer sponsorship packages that are cheaper than your addiction to coffee. For more information, go to 897fm.com.au and contact sales.
This report is brought to you by, well, it could be you. Contact the office of 897FM to become a sponsor of this news report. This is 897FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Sasha Foote. There are calls for greater protection for aid agencies in Palestine. David Cameron reports.
At a memorial service in Washington, D.C., Australian Zomi Frankham was honoured for her work with World Central Kitchen. She was one of seven workers for the charity killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza 3 weeks ago. This morning, the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties says food and medical supplies will soon be leaving Turkey by sea bound for Gaza. The council has called on the government to do everything possible to safeguard the Freedom Flotilla, with Australian citizens likely to be part of the humanitarian effort.
Australia has seen the biggest tax rise in the world owing to the end of the low and middle income tax offset and bracket creep. OECD data shows the nation experienced a 7.6% increase in the average tax rate last year. A single person earning a salary of $67,000 is now paying 20.2% of their wage in tax. It was caused by the end of the low and middle income tax offset and increasing bracket creep. The chair of a review into Australia's universities has called for changes to the HECS help loan scheme, an increase to indexation by 4.7% in June will impact nearly 3 million people. Mary O'Kane told the ABC the federal government needs to implement all of the review recommendations, including repairs to the study loan system.
The HECS system is a good system in general terms, but that it actually needs a bit of fixing. It's got a bit rusty and crusty over the years.
Dozens of police in Victoria are facing criminal charges, including sexual assault and intentionally causing injury. Data released by the force revealed 68 police are facing criminal charges. Sexual assault, intentionally causing injury, recklessly causing injury, and unlawful assault were the most common charges. They relate to alleged incidents that happened while officers were either working or off duty. The group includes 26 leading senior constables and 20 senior constables. Overseas, and Venice has become the first city in the world to charge people who are visiting for the day. The €5 fee will be in place for a trial period during Venice's busiest times. The BBC's Mark Lowen is in the city.
The city authorities say it is a way to try to tackle over-tourism that is placing huge strain on the city and making crowds descend on various sites on at the same time. Critics say that this will do nothing to address the fundamental problems of Venice, which is that the local resident population is being driven out. It is now under 50,000 people here compared to about 175,000 in the 1950s. It's overrun by tourism. It is already a fragile city that is threatened by climate change, rising sea waters, and now the over-tourism problem.
And Australia is welcoming an independent review into the World Anti-Doping Agency's handling of a 23 Chinese swimmers who tested positive for a banned substance but avoided punishment. The investigation will be led by Swiss prosecutor Eric Cottier, who is expected to deliver the findings within 2 months.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Got something to say? Or want to request, text us? 0418 897 897.
See you. 89.7 FM, it's Friday morning. Smashing Pumpkins there with a beautiful song, 1979. My name's Mark Bozaskas. Thank you for joining me this Friday morning. Massive Friday morning show. Thank you very much to Uncle Bill for another brilliant breakfast show this Friday morning. Always love Uncle Bill's work, whether it be on a Monday or, on a Friday or a Tuesday. It's fantastic. I say Monday by accident because with the public holiday yesterday, it's a little bit like a Monday today. We all had the day off yesterday, obviously for very good reason. Perhaps you've got the day off today. Maybe you're taking an extra long weekend. Why don't you let us know on the text line 0418 897 897 what you're up to today. If you're at work, at least you got there nice and quickly. The traffic update, there's no congestion. The Mitchell Freeway is flowing. Kwinana Freeway is travelling well. Graham Farmer Freeway, no delays. The tunnel's moving well in both directions. No delays in the CBD or the metro area. And all Main Roads has to tell us is that there is some lane closures tonight after 9 p.m. So don't worry about that. So if you're at work, well done. You had a nice journey into work. If you're at home, congratulations. You've got the day off like half the state, apparently. Apparently 50% of people have taken the day off, which is way to go. Why wouldn't you? Also, if you are heading down south, I have, unfortunately, an emergency warning to read you. There is a bushfire warning in place. So the following alert has been issued by the Parks and Wildlife Service at the Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions. It's an emergency broadcast. Bushfire emergency warning for parts of Bowbridge, Hazelvale, North Walpole, Tingledale and Trent in the shires of Denmark and Manjimup. So this is if you're travelling down south, essentially. Alert level. A bushfire emergency warning is in place for people in an area bounded by Mount Franklin Road, Bridge Road, Hazelvale Road, Trent Road, Valley of the Giants Road and Middle Road, and Soho Block and Collis Block to the north and east in parts of Bowbridge, Hazelvale, North Walpole, Tingledale and Trent in the shires of Denmark and Manjimup. You are in danger and need to act immediately to survive. There is a threat to lives and homes. The alert level for this fire has been upgraded as there is a threat to lives and homes. The fires started near Nornalup Road, Middle Road and Baronia Road. There are multiple bushfires burning in this location. What to do? If the way is clear, leave now for a safer place. Do not wait and see. Leaving at the last minute could put your life in danger. Close all doors and windows and turn off evaporative air conditioners, but keep water running through the system if possible. If you cannot leave, you need to get ready to shelter in your home. Go to a room in your home away from the fire front and make sure you can easily escape. Choose a room with two exits and water, such as a kitchen or laundry. If you are not at home, it's too dangerous to return. So that was read out. I know we're up in the north, Joondalup, Wanneroo, but we are heard all around the state and indeed the world. So if you are down in that area or heading down to that area today, be aware that there is an emergency warning, a very serious emergency warning in place for a bushfire. So anyway, that's enough for me. We've got the ECU Broadcasting students coming up shortly. I'm going to play some music right now. Divinyls. I touch myself this Friday morning. Why not? Let's play some Divinyls. Here we are, 89.7 FM.
I don't know. along WA's Sunset Coast, Ocean Reefs 89.7 FM.
I let it fall.
Wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to Gravity.
Riding for the Disabled Capricorn Group is a not-for-profit organisation that has been operating in Pinjar area for over 10 years. They service the needs of the wider community, offering therapeutic horse riding lessons to people of varying abilities. RDA Capricorn is desperate for more volunteers. You don't need to have any experience with horses, as they offer training and other roles that are not horse related, like gardening, cleaning, administration. There would be something for those handy people in the community. Lessons run Monday through Saturday, with the latter of which being their busiest day of the week. If you are 14 years or over and wish to have some horsey fun with their wonderful and diverse riders, please get in touch with the office via email office@rdacapricorn.com.au for more information. Volunteer induction days are available at the beginning of each term. You can also check them out at their Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7.
Here I stand, 5'10". Here we go, all over again, all over again. Are you in, or are you out? Do we say nothing, or do we shout all over again? Are you leaving again, or are you staying again, or are you leaving all over again? There you stand, 5'3", is it him? Is it me all over again? Are you leaving again? Or are you staying again? Or are you leaving all over again? All over.
Local Perth band Bravo Inferno with, again, a song not sung by the lead singer, Lee, who is in the studio with me right now. Welcome, Lee.
Cheers.
To the 89.7 FM studio. Thank you so much for joining us this Friday morning.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So, again, is not a new single by any means. No. You have a new single out today called Ladder.
Correct, yeah.
Yes, and we'll be playing that later in the show. It's,
yep.
It's actually been embargoed till now, so we haven't actually had it in our database, yeah, so I can't play it right now.
So
I'll be playing that after 10:30. Lee, could you tell us a little bit about Bravo Inferno for starters?
Yeah, so we're a five-piece indie rock band. We were sort of formed in like kind of the late 2000s originally, and released an EP and an album in that time. We had about a 10-year break in between, as we a couple of guys left the band to go and live overseas and that sort of stuff, and the band kind of dissolved at that point. But a few years ago, our drummer Wayne was a kind of bit of the driving force in trying to get us back together, and it was initially me and him. We got our bass player involved again, but a couple of those band members were no longer in, as I said, in the country, so we've got a couple of new guys in the band.
Nice.
As well. So yeah, we've been playing again. For no pun intended, we've been playing again for I think about two and a half, three years.
Yep.
Yeah, with a slew of new songs, and yeah, in the last 16 months now, we've released five new singles. So,
wow.
Okay. Including Ladder, which is out today. So yeah, pretty much indie rock, alternative rock. You know, a lot of the. We love a lot of WA bands from, I suppose, growing up. So Jebediah, Red Jezebel, Ammonia were kind of some of my favourites. And then from a more international influence,
yeah.
Really liked Interpol and The National And then some of the kind of the Britpop of the 2000s, so Bloc Party, Maximo Park, that sort of stuff. So hopefully that all comes out in the music that we play. So,
it certainly does. I was speaking to Craig recently, just off air, and we were talking about our mutual love of Pearl Jam as well.
So yeah.
A lot of influences all over the place. Yeah,
I love the new album, actually. I reckon it's really good.
I was literally talking with mates the other day. We were saying this is their best thing just about for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Pearl Jam.
I can do that all day.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you've got a new single coming out, as you said, Ladder, and you've got a show to launch that single coming up in a couple next weekend.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Like we've had you know, most of our shows and most gigs a lot of the time are in the evening, but we're doing an afternoon show, special sort of matinee performance. Yeah,
very cool.
At the Bird. I know they've had a few of those recently, so we've kind of jumped on board doing that. So, next Saturday, May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
So 3 till 6 at the Bird. Family friendly, so you can bring kids along. Kids are free.
Yep.
Supported by the City Views and also Stacey Ann as
couple
well.
Of
so
great
two really
local
good
groups.
Local acts. So,
Is that you're playing inside because they've got a stage inside?
Yes.
But,
Because
I love the beer garden at
yes,
the Bird.
Yes.
I love every beer garden, but the beer garden at the Bird's very nice as well. Cool. So inside for the gig and then afterwards. Some celebratory drinks, perhaps.
Hopefully.
Way to go. Well, I hope I can get to that show. So thank you so much for coming in. The future seems very bright for you. You've got lots of singles that you've released. You've got lots more to come.
Yeah.
You were talking to me earlier off air about whether or not you're going to release an EP or an album or just more singles.
Yeah.
That's still in the works.
Yeah, yeah. So we're kind of just doing it all pretty much DIY, like at home. Years ago when we recorded, we went into a studio and spent lots of money and that sort of stuff. But the technology's come so far in the last 10 or 15 years. We're still very much amateurs with it. We have, I suppose, got a bit of a backlog of songs. We actually have been going into a studio to do drums, but everything else we're sort of doing at home in a bedroom, with recording vocals with a Spider-Man blanket over our head and that sort of stuff. We've kind of got a bit of a backlog of those songs that we've kind of started. We've got a couple more that are pretty close. But we're supposedly undecided whether we release all those individually or whether we do an EP. Yeah. But, you know, it's all very much a hobby. So it's all a bit fluid with that sort of thing. But definitely, like, heaps more music on the horizon
for us.
You're
very humble saying amateur recording and hobby and things like that. But the sound is incredible. I love the music that we've come over our desk so far. I'm very much looking forward to hearing a Ladder later today, so listeners, stay tuned to just after 10:30 we'll hear Ladder right here on 89.7 FM. Thank you so much for coming in, Lee. I really appreciate it. I'm going to play one more song from Bravo Inferno now. It's called Bright Burning Light. It's the single prior.
Yeah, it's our last single. So it's a bit of an attempt at a bit of an uplifting song about bonding together and trying to achieve something together. So a little bit about the band in a way. So,
fantastic. Yeah. I love it and look forward to everything that you've got coming to us in the near future and the far future, including your gig on the 4th of May at The Bird, launching your new single, Ladder. Once again, stay tuned after 10:30 today. We'll be playing that on 89.7 FM. Here is Bravo Inferno now with Bright Burning Light. Thank you very much, Lee. Have a great day and a great weekend.
Cheers. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
You got a whole lot of nothing, but you're celebrating. Come on and reach out for something, no hesitating. We'll live, we'll rise, like a bright burning light in the night. We'll live, we'll rise. We'll
hesitating. Come on, reach out for something and start celebrating. Don't settle for accepting it the way. Been standing at the precipice the day.
Listening to 89.7 FM, the people, the music. That music is Crowded House with Something So Strong. And before that, you heard Bravo Inferno with Bright Burning Light. Bit of a Bravo Inferno day here on 89.7 FM, or a Bravo Inferno morning, perhaps, because before an interview with Lee, their lead singer, you heard Again by Bravo Inferno. We're going to play a third song by that group just after 10.30. It's called Ladder. It's a world premiere. It's just released this morning. We've had it, but it's been embargoed. We haven't been allowed to play it, but we will be playing it after 10.30. It's 21 degrees in Joondalup, 21 degrees in Perth as well. Copycats, those Perthians. Anyhow, I'm going to play some more music. We've got the ECU Broadcasting students coming up after 10 o'clock. Then again at 11, they've got some brilliant radio planned for you, so I hope you stay tuned. Right now, I'm going to play a song by Mentalist Anything, which became world famous when it featured in the film Crocodile Dundee, hit number 3 on the UK charts, number 2 in Ireland, and even the Norwegians loved it. It was number 4 in Norway. It's called Live It Up. Mental as Anything here on 89.7 FM. Hope you're living it up this weekend. Enjoy.
So, green hydrogen could be key to reaching our emissions target. but storage and transportation is still too inefficient to scale it up. I need you to find a solution to make it viable.
Every single day, engineering graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative
thinking. Have your say, your city, your way. Check out station sponsor City of Joondalup's official Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and LinkedIn pages and become informed and actively engaged with what's happening in your local community. Enjoy fantastic photos, media releases, news, videos, event updates, public notices, employment vacancies, plus much more.
When it comes to kids' sport, parents have lots of questions. Like, how much will it cost? Will my kid get to play with their friends? How often do you train? And do I have to volunteer? But there's one question every parent should ask. What does the club have in place to make sure my kid's protected? Don't take child safety at your club for granted. Find the important questions at playbytherules.net.au and start to talk.
These words work and do they work for you? Is there something wrong between us? Is there something I can do? Is there some way I can take back all the times you threw away? Been burning up the decade when you should have seized the day. I wonder why. I'm talking all the time. We will forget the message and just leave it all behind. The conversation's trivial, but trivial is fine when held up to the light. Do you think my personality is written in stone? I am positively certain that you know what you've been shown. I'm a snapshot of the person that you think I ought to be. Now give it up, give it up, give it up. I've been the leader, I've been the follower, I've been the dreamer.
Love our Australian music here on 89.7 FM. Kate Miller-Heike there with Words. Before Kate Miller-Heike, you heard Mental as Anything with Live It Up. Friday morning, lots going on. Usually on a Friday morning, we've got all the football to look forward to on the weekend, but because of Anzac Day yesterday and all the games the AFL plays around Anzac Day, we've only got five games left. Of course, GWS played very, very well, or perhaps Brisbane played very, very poorly last night. GWS winning 113-59 tonight at Adelaide Oval. You've got Port Adelaide versus St Kilda. That's live on your free-to-air telly. It's on all the usual radio stations if you're out and about. And of course, it's on KO as well. Check that out. It's going to be a very close game, Port Adelaide versus St Kilda. I do think Port Adelaide should win over there in Adelaide. It is their home ground, of course. And then the rest of the week, North Melbourne have got Adelaide tomorrow morning. That is, where is that? Is that in Tasmania? It is. It's at Blundstone Arena in Hobart. Good old Belle Reeve. So North Melbourne versus Adelaide, anyone could win that. We'll say Adelaide, but who knows? North Melbourne have to win eventually. I'm sure of it. They're going to win. They can't go through a whole season without winning a game. Game of the round, Saturday afternoon, 2:35 our time at the MCG. It's a Geelong home game in Melbourne, which makes little sense. But what does make sense about the AFL and its fixtures? Geelong should win against Carlton because they're undefeated so far. They're doing very well. What's to say they won't win? Although Carlton, very impressive team, great defense, great forward line, even better midfield. They will be there when the whips are cracking at the end of the year. So this game could be a barometer. This game could tell us a lot about what to expect in September, I believe. Tomorrow night at our very own Optus Stadium, it's going to be lit up purple because Fremantle are taking on the Western Bulldogs. I hope Freo can get over the line. They've had an indifferent last few weeks, no less indifferent than when last week they lost to the Eagles in the Derby. That would have hurt. Expect Freo to come out on absolute fire tomorrow night at Optus. Then Sunday morning, the West Coast Eagles, victors last week, they take on Gold Coast. It's a Gold Coast home game at People First Stadium, which I do believe is Carrara is called these days. Gold Coast should get the win. West Coast rather arrogantly resting some players, just letting Harley Reid go home to Melbourne instead of playing a game of football on the weekend and things like that. So Gold Coast should get the 4 points, with West Coast clearly not taking this season particularly seriously. Hawthorn versus Sydney is the last game of the round at the MCG on Sunday afternoon. If Sydney don't win that, I will eat my hat, because Hawthorn, and this is for you, Cambo, if you're listening, Hawthorn are a terrible, terrible football team. Anyway, that's enough from me about football. I'm going to play some more music for you now, starting with the Eurythmics. Would I lie to you? I wouldn't lie to you. Cambo might, because he's a Hawthorn supporter, but I would never lie to you. Neither would the Eurythmics. Here they are, 89.7 FM.
work,
at home,
or throughout the world.
897fm.com.au.
Playing the best music of all time this Friday morning on 89.7 FM. That was Pulp with a song from 1995 called Disco 2000. 1995, that was 29 years ago. That's disgusting. A bit of Britpop for you. We had Lee in from Bravo Inferno earlier. He said Britpop was a big influence on their group, along with a bunch of Perth pop, Perth rock as well. But I thought I'd play some Pulp for all our listeners this morning. I hope you're having a great Friday. The ECU broadcast graduate students are up next after the news. Well, they're going to read the news and then they'll be on as well. Right now, something new coming up. So I'm going to play something old. Here's Paperback Writer by the Beatles. See you at 10:30.
This is 89.7 News.
Good morning, Louisa Humphrey with 89.7 News. In Sydney, five teenagers have been charged with terrorism-related offences following the stabbing of a bishop in church 10 days ago. The New South Wales Police and the AFP conducted a joint raid. They seized electronics they claimed contained extremist ideologies. Police spokesperson.
We identified links between the alleged offender and a network of associates and peers who we believe shared a similar violent extremist ideology.
The teenagers have been refused bail and face court today. Authorities are using a spotter plane to monitor a pod of about 100 whales which have moved back to the sea after a mass stranding event in the southwest. While many of the whales were saved by wildlife officers, at least 29 died at Toby's Inlet near Dunsborough. Authorities are hoping the whales will not re-beach. Two people have been taken to hospital after a Warnborough house went up in flames overnight. A 35-year-old and a 3-year-old girl managed to escape the blaze. They were taken to Rockingham Hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. Arson squad and firefighters are investigating. A New York court has overturned movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction for rape. An appeal court found the trial judge allowed evidence was included that wasn't part of the case. However, Weinstein was still in jail and he has another conviction for rape. Sports. The Eagles' Harley Reid will be rested for Sunday's clash with Gold Coast. Despite the star midfielder showing no signs of slowing down, West Coast say they are managing him for this week to give him the best chance to continue to play at a high level for the remainder of the season. To weather, expect a partly cloudy day ahead with temperatures reaching a top of 27 degrees. It's 20 degrees here in Joondalup. You're listening to 89.7 FM.
Good morning. You're listening to Tim Flicker on 89.7 FM, The People, The Music. Coming up today, we will hear about the over 100 whales that have beached themselves off the WA coast near Dunsborough. How has this happened? We're going to hear from someone who is intimately involved in animal rescues after the break. It's 10:03. You're listening to Tim. It's 89.7 FM. And we have for you a nice track to kick us off. It's Friday, I'm in Love by The Cure.
Listening to 89.7. The voice of the north.
It's 10:08. You're here with Tim Flicker on 89.7 FM. Next up, we're going to hear from Axel Grossman. Axel is the head of the rescue team for the Bunbury Discovery Centre, and he has intimate knowledge of what's involved with helping rescue animals after they're trapped on a beach, for instance, with whales, or it could be other animal rescues. Have I got you, Axel?
Hello, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for being on. So, Axel, we've heard that 160 whales are beached off Dunsborough, and sadly, over a dozen whales have already passed away. What goes on with these rescues? How do you prepare for a rescue like this?
That is a really, really good question. Imagine a big military operation. It's a bit like this. you can prepare your staff, your volunteers, other organizations in training in strandings. And that's what we do here at the Dolphin Discovery Center as an environmental charity. We try to do that once a year with our members, where we basically base it on documentation that we have. We get speakers in from Parks and Wildlife Service, universities, other charities that work in the same field, sharing information, sharing footage, talking through scenarios. We invite vets to teach us in regards to the different whales, their breathing, etc., like this. So with all of these methods, it's really good to be prepared. So when you rock up at a scene like this, where you will probably have a lot of locals as well that never been at a scene like this, that it gets fairly quickly into a structured process. Now, we have to give credit to the locals and the community around Dunsborough and Busselton. What they achieved yesterday morning is incredible, and it's down to their passion. And also, there were a lot of people down there who had experience with strandings before.
And how many people are involved in a rescue like this, Axel?
So you have different, basically different input. The government is usually the Parks and Wildlife Service from DBCA. They are coming in a case like this with 20 to 40 people. Depends how quickly they can arrange that on Anzac Day especially. Then you have a huge influx from locals that just come to the beach because the people here, they're in anywhere in Australia that live at the coast, they are extremely connected to their beaches and their marine wildlife. So you could look at several hundred people working together and trying to work together, and that's where Parks and Wildlife has the authority and organizes it. And we were yesterday, we had some of our volunteers who live in the area that attended already in the early morning hours because this all enrolled around dawn. Then our bigger team, when we got the message, and due to the distance, it's almost an hour's drive from where we are, organizing our rescue trailers, our teams. We came with 20 plus people on site. When we got there, the surviving whales actually left back into the ocean, which is the most amazing achievement. We dealt then with the 28 animals that were deceased, and we were also there in case the whales come back for an additional stranding. So we were really the relief for the locals so they can have a break. We then supported with our infrastructure and our volunteers and staff the Parks and Wildlife Service with dealing with the deceased animals, helped them managing with the people who came to the beach, talked to them. We worked with the researchers taking DNA samples. So there's a multitude of jobs that happening there. You will see we had planes in the air from the government that observed the pod that has left beach heading back into the sea to monitor, are they going to come back elsewhere, strand again? So it's a multitude of wheels in motion. And the best way of dealing with it is be prepared when it happens. Get people organized, and the more trained people you have on site from early on, the better the success rate usually.
I'm speaking with Axel Grossman. He's the head of the rescue team for the Bunbury Dolphin Discovery Centre. The time is 10 past 10. So, Axel, are you hopeful now that the rest of the whales will make their way back out to the ocean, or are we still worried about, you know, the potential for them to come back onto the shore?
Yes, that's, again, a very good question. That's why that research is so very important and the data collection to learn from previous events. I would say the first 24 to 48 hours, we're certainly worried. Yesterday, especially, because the whales left early in the morning, and there was a large risk being pilot whales and being observed before that they do come back again at a different location. This so far, and we're hopeful it hasn't happened and hopefully won't happen. But I do know that all the local groups are on red alert. They are observing exactly where they are. I know we've got drones flying. I know we've got spotter planes. And the people along the shoreline keep a watchful eye to be on site should that happen. We do know from the past, here in Bunbury in 2005, we had a pod of pilot whales showing stranding behavior. They then didn't strand for another 3 or 4 days when they ended up in Busselton, and that was 2005. So there can be a several days in between them showing up the first time and then possibly showing up again. So we're still quite sensitive and on sort of on high alert, and people are wary, and we'll keep a watchful eye on our coastline.
Axel Grossman, thank you very much for your time and for all your work in saving the whales down off the coast in Dunsborough.
Yeah, thank you very much, and big credit to all the locals that jumped into action yesterday morning.
Thanks, Axel. The time is 13 past 10. That was Axel Grossman, the head of the Bunbury Dolphin Discovery Centre. You're listening to Tim on 89.7 FM, The People, The Music. We're going to have a song next up, but before then, I just want to talk about what's coming up next after that. Apologies. The show Drive to Survive has been a revelation on Netflix, but have you ever wondered what goes into making a race car? We're going to hear from one of our ECU students who is intimately involved in creating these race cars as part of his course and is heading off to Silverstone in the next couple of months. But before then, we've got a song for you. It's Sia's Give Me Love.
You don't wanna dance with me, but babe, that's what I need. Please now, just this once. Dance, babe, dance, baby. You don't wanna sing with me, but babe, that's what I need. Please now, just this once. Sing, baby.
Is a station sponsor.
At John Hughes Cherry, Prindleville Drive, Wangara, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Cherry Emoto 5 with leather sports seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD, and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cat price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, they're selling fast.
johnhughes.com.au.
DL60061.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Keep the kids entertained these school holidays with a huge range of programs at Kingsway and Aquamotion. From basketball, futsal, and netball, to acrobatics, arts, and dance. There's fun to be had every day of the holidays with the City of Wanneroo. Sign up today at wanneroo.wa.gov.au/school-holiday-activities.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
To all stroke survivors and their carers, there is a life after stroke. Come along and meet people who know exactly what you're going through and are there to give you support and encouragement you need. You will walk again, you will speak again. It just takes time. At the Northern Suburbs Stroke Support Group, they'd love to see you at the Wanneroo Recreation Centre, Wanneroo, the second Friday of each month from 3 p.m. To know more, contact Sally Allen today on 9305 0469 or 0417 951 511.
Radio is a very effective way to get into people's ears. Like I'm in your ear right now. Get your business into people's ears. Go to 897fm.com.au and see what we can do to grow your business.
Station sponsor.
This is a must-win game, and she's our star player. But if she's not performing at her peak, we can't risk it. What do the stats say? Do you think she's match fit?
Every single day, exercise and sports science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
89.7FM is your community radio station run by your community. We value your feedback as it helps us present what you like to hear. You can post your feedback online at 897fm.com.au and click feedback. Or mail your feedback to PO Box 3292, Joondalup, WA 6027.
Have you ever wondered what actually goes into making a race car? Well, we're going to hear from Kian Butler, racer and media manager of ECU's racing team. Kian, are you with us?
I am. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Kian. I understand you've recently returned from Melbourne, where you sent a car to race over there. And can you tell us a bit about that experience?
Yeah, no. So just for the background, we are a university-run team. So we work primarily through sponsors. And we design and build a car within a one-year time span. And so we'll go to competitions around the world. So last year was Melbourne, where we'll compete against other universities. And it was a really cool experience, because ultimately you get to see everything that you've worked on super hard throughout the entire year come to fruition and culminate in this one big off event, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. And I understand you're also off to Silverstone soon, which is the home of Formula One, they say, or racing. Can you tell us about what that's going to be like?
Yeah, so the events themselves will be quite similar to what happened in Melbourne, but we won the event, the competition in Melbourne overall. So we're quite hopeful for the UK. It's a big undertaking because it basically expands from a field of 30 cars to a field of 70 cars with cars coming from Germany, you know, UK, all the way to the Middle East, you know, from all around the world. So it's going to be really interesting to see how Perth Engineering stacks up against the rest of the world.
I'm speaking with Kian Butler. He is the racer and media manager of ECU's racing team. Kian, so just going back a step, what actually goes into making a race car? Can you tell us about, you know, the design process and then the building aspect of it?
Yeah, so at the start of the year, we'll get our regulation set. And beyond that, we have a clean sheet of paper. So as long as everything we design fits within the envelope of what the letter of the law entails, we'll be able to kind of innovate within that. So we have a relatively innovative car that we worked through, you know, designed on software first, designed on paper first, and then we went ahead and used a bunch of manufacturing techniques that we have access to in the university, built it all by hand and by machine, but by the students at the university, and then sent it off. So we have to do a lot of testing of the individual components, but also a lot of testing of the car as a whole before we get out.
And can you tell us about your role specifically within the team?
Sure. So last year I did a lot of work managing the marketing program for the team, but also designed the cooling system for the car last year. And I was one of four drivers to compete with the Cairo competition.
Wow, amazing. So when you say compete in competition, not everyone competes then?
Yeah, so we the team travels as a whole, to run and operate the car, but we'll compete in static events, which will be presentations of the business plan, of the design, of the cost of the car, and we'll compete in dynamic events such as an acceleration run of 75 meters, a skid pad, a autocross, which is like a qualifying lap, and then an endurance race, which happens over 30 minutes, two 15-minute stints. So there will be two drivers per event and four drivers total usually that will drive the car over the weekend.
And what's your favorite event?
It's got to be endurance. You know, it's where you get the most time behind the wheel of the car at the competition. Close second would be autocross, because that's just where you can get to absolute speed with the car.
And my understanding is that this is quite a well-known program that ECU runs through the engineering school, and that a lot of the students become alumni and then they go on to work for companies like McLaren and Ferrari. What's your goal at the end of this course?
I would love to work in motorsport. I'm not fully decided on whether I'd want to work in something like Formula One, which has a very intensive 24-week race calendar, or if I'd want to work in something like the World Endurance Championship, which has a lot of engineering that goes behind it, but they culminate in these sort of 6-hour and 24-hour races. But I would love to work in motorsport as a next step outside of university.
Unreal. Well, Kian Butler, thank you very much for your time today, and good luck at Silverstone in a few months' time.
Thank you so much.
That was Kian Butler, ECU's racer and media manager. The time is 25 past 10, and next up we have Crash Into Me by Dave Matthews Band.
To me, tie me up again. Who's got the claws in you, my friend? Into your heart beat again. Sweet like candy to my soul. Sweet you rock and sweet you roll. Lost for you, I'm so lost for you. Oh, when you come crash into me, and I come into you, and I come into you. Give me
come into. Skirt a little more and show the world to me. Hike up your skirt a little more and show your world to me. In a boy's dream, in a boy's dream.
That was Crash Into Me by the Dave Matthews Band. The time is 29 past 10. We're coming up to news time with Sally Marshall. But just before we do, I'd just like to talk about the waffle game I went to yesterday, Perth versus East Perth. It was a cracking game, East Perth getting the chocolates in the end. But a really good time had by all, I would say, and really enjoyed going there with my family. My kids had a play on the oval at half time and three quarter time, and really recommend anyone to get along to a game because it is the home of WA footy, the Waffle, and it is really a great time if you can get along to a game. So, as I said, it's just getting up to 10:30 here. Thank you for joining me. I'm Tim Flicker. You've been with me on 89.7 FM, The People, The Music. Next up is Sally Marshall with news headlines.
This is 89.7 News.
The Community File.
Do you want to adopt a park in the city of Stirling? Help by reporting graffiti, broken playground equipment and overflowing rubbish bins. Your contribution will help keep our local parks and communities safe and clean. Call the city's contact centre on 9205 855 for more information.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website.
If you mark an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor Exceed Real Estate are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
When it comes to kids' sport, parents have lots of questions, eh? Like, how much is it going to cost? Will my kid get to play with their mates? How often do they train? And do I have to volunteer? But there's one question every parent should ask. What does the club have in place to make sure that my kid's safe and protected? Don't take child safety at your club for granted. Find the important questions at playbytherules.net.au and start to talk.
Marjorie sees birds in the trees. She's braggadocious on the face of it. A shower of sun, spotlight fun. She's very cautious with the space of it. Off the ladder, fall down the ladder, climb up the ladder. Marjorie's thoughts are hitched and caught. She's feeling nauseous with the taste of it. Oh!
premiere of Ladder by local artist group Bravo Inferno. You're listening to 89.7 FM. My name is Mark Pazarskas. I'm very excited. Jasmine's in the studio. It's time for movie time. Play the intro.
All right.
What do I know about Hollywood anyway?
That's not crying.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
A donut hole in a donut's hole.
This could be a cultural misunderstanding.
Richard, what's happening?
When does this happen in the movie?
Help me, Tom Cruise! I'm the king of the world!
Welcome to Movie Time with Jasmine and Mark. Today on Movie Time, we're talking about...
Tashi Duncan.
She's in another league.
You were incredible today.
Come on!
To have a fashion line, foundation. She's gonna turn a whole family into millionaires.
What are you gonna do now?
Unfortunately, my only skill in life is hitting a ball with a racket.
I want you to be my coach.
How often does this happen? Going after the same girl? Come here.
Which one of us?
She's a man-eater indeed. Not Jasmine.
No.
Talking about Zendaya's character in Challengers. Challengers is the movie this week that we are reviewing on Movie Time. Welcome to the studio, Jasmine.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. I hope you are well this Friday morning. We saw Challengers this week.
We did.
What do you have to say for yourself about Challengers?
All right, so Challengers. Tennis player turned coach Tashi Duncan has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. But to jolt him out of a recent losing streak, she signs him up for a Challenger event, close to the lowest level of pro tournament you can play, where he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend, who also happens to be Tashi's former ex-boyfriend. So this is a love triangle set to tennis, but it's a lot more than that, I would say.
Indeed.
Yeah. Challenges.
Much more. Sorry.
Challenges directed by Luca Guadagnino, and I apologize if I butcher that last name. I am so sorry.
I'm sure you said it exactly perfectly.
Well, his previous films include Suspiria, Call Me By Your Name, and Bones and All, which have all been, you know, very, very well-received films. So it's nice that he's following up with a fourth very well-received film. Mm. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, with Josh O'Connor and Mike Faist playing the two competing men. And this one, I will say straight up, I loved. So this was set in a world of tennis, which is something I don't usually find that interesting. I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever sat through a tennis tournament and not fallen asleep.
Have you ever sat through an entire, well, even a set of tennis?
I have. I've actually worked at the tennis before.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So I've been forced to stay awake.
No, you've not voluntarily watched tennis.
No, I have not. But this made tennis somewhat interesting for me. Mm. Though I should note that I think the tennis almost comes secondary. And it's hard to say what comes first in this film because it's not really the love triangle. It's not really the tennis. It's kind of just the idea of the game, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Competing interests.
Yeah, competition comes first here.
Yeah, absolutely. It is all about competition, definitely. Mm. Challengers is a very apt title for the film. Although, I don't know what they call it in America, and maybe it isn't called American doubles in America when you've got two versus one on the tennis court, but an apt title would have also been American doubles, I think. But anyway.
Well, take it from me, from someone who doesn't watch tennis, American doubles would have meant nothing. But these are some very amazing performances. So Tashi Duncan is playing a character you may not like. Honestly, you may not like any of these characters, but that's okay. And sometimes when people make unlikable characters, they do it quite well. And in this case, they have done it quite well. So these characters are all very flawed. Very, very, very flawed. But that makes them interesting, I think. So they
absolutely. I think at times they're sympathetic characters. Mm. They're just people that are trying to do the right thing but aren't going about it the right way necessarily. Mm. There are. I won't give any spoilers away, but one character in particular gives me the ick, as the kids say these days. But that's what it is. It is what it is. Yeah. they're not likable characters, which is the reason I didn't rate the movie as highly as you rated it, because I wasn't really rooting for anyone. And I don't think it's the kind of movie where you are meant to root for anyone.
No.
To use an American terminology.
I mean, towards the end, again, without spoiling anything, I think we have a mutual enemy, in a way.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. But, yeah. But, yes, it is definitely a movie about how some people don't necessarily love people. They love competition, or they love praise, or...
And how that can definitely
money
go
things,
a little too far.
And how that can go too far, yes. It's all about that the green goblin inside us that does bad things for bad reasons.
I mean, I do have to give props to how the story's told as well. It's told in, you know, three different time. It sort of jumps back and forth between time, which works really well with the format of tennis, where you're kind of following along how the story unfolds like you would be following a tennis game. You're back and you're forth, you're back and you're forth.
Yes.
But the way they make... The way they tie in time was quite interesting. They managed to filter in like small details that made it very clear where in time you were without ever confusing you.
The editing in this film is quite amazing. I believe after the film we discussed what it's going to do at the Academy Awards, and certainly the editing should get a nod.
Yes.
The cinematography should get a nod.
Amazing point of view shots. At one point you actually watch a game of tennis from the point of view of the tennis ball.
Yes. It's quite interesting. And first and foremost, though, what
my
should
favorite thing
get, if not the entire Academy Award, it should definitely get a nomination.
100%.
The music in this film. Would you like to tell us about the music, Jazz?
The music was incredible. So they use music to draw a link between the relationship and tennis. So you'll see the same kind of heart-thumping, tension-inducing music playing during both scenes that are really drawing that parallel between these two worlds. But this music is another amazing compilation, or another amazing score, by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, who I personally think have had one of the most interesting careers in the music industry.
Certainly have, yes.
Going from Nine Inch Nails to winning Academy Awards, because they've previously won Academy Awards for score for both The Social Network and Soul, and I believe they were nominated for Mank as well.
Uh-oh.
So this could potentially be their third Academy Award if people love it as much as me.
Well, and honestly, I didn't rate the movie as highly as you. Still rate it very highly. You should definitely go and see it. But the music was a standout.
It was just a standout performance.
Yeah, certainly not just background music.
No, it plays a huge role in the telling of the story.
Yeah, the acting is totally fine. I don't think anyone's going to win any awards for the acting. The fourth Academy Award nomination should be for screenplay.
Mm.
I'm fairly sure it's an original screenplay.
I believe
some
it
of the dialogue is fantastic.
Yes.
But yes, certainly the music was the best actor for me. It was the best character on screen was
I
the
know
music.
It's only April, but I'm calling it for Academy Awards for best score, and if it doesn't get nominated, I might throw a hissy fit.
You'll let the Academy know in no uncertain terms.
I will chuck my tennis racket.
You'll smash it all over the floor. Excellent. Well, I think we kind of know where Jasmine's going with her review rating. What would you rate it as?
This is a 5 out of 5 for me. It's my second 5 out of 5 of the year, and I'm not normally that generous.
So Challengers, definitely 5 out of 5. You've got to go and see it.
My top film of the year so far, definitely go and see it.
Therefore, definitely better than The Beekeeper.
100%.
Better than The Beekeeper. I wasn't so generous. I generally don't rate films higher than 4.5 stars. I would give this 3.5. It is very well made. It's an intriguing story. You are engrossed from beginning to end. The editing, the music, the cinematography, all fantastic. And yes, there is some brilliant dialogue, but 3.5 stars for me. Definitely go and see it.
Definitely it's go and see
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. And even on the big screen, you wouldn't think a love triangle this kind of story is something you should see at the cinema. But because of that cinematography, because of those scenes on the tennis court, and because of the music with the surround sound.
100% recommend the big screen.
Yeah, definitely good to see at the cinema. It is playing at cinemas everywhere right now. So go and see it. After the review, I'm going to play Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Yes.
Or the Johnny Cash version of Hurt, a song written by Trent Reznor.
Yes.
Don't know if we've got the time slot to play any Nine Inch Nails, so that's the compromise we've come up with. Jasmine's not happy about that compromise, but nonetheless, it's going to be Hurt by Johnny Cash, a version of the song that Trent Reznor himself has said is better than his original version.
Just so, quietly, I disagree.
So there is that. Next week, I don't know what we're going to review next week.
There's a couple of contenders.
There's Godzilla X Kong.
Civil War.
There's Civil War.
Fremont.
Fremont, perhaps.
We've got a few on our radar.
There's a few at the cinema right now. It's a good time to be alive and head to the cinema. So do yourself a favor. And whatever your local cinema is, go and support it. We need our cinemas. So, yes, please do. Thank you, Jasmine, for joining us once again for Movie Time. We'll see Jasmine next week back in the studio. Right now, here's Johnny Cash with Hurt on 89.7 FM.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start find a way.
Along WA's Sunset Coast. Ocean Reef's 89.7 FM.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes, listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side.
but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 A thousand miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk. If I had no other way, our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. Two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
It's currently a lovely 23 degrees in Joondalup. You're listening to 89.7 FM. That was the Plain White Tees with their mega hit song from 2006, Hey There Delilah. Before the Plain White Tees, you heard Johnny Cash with Hurt. Welcome to the Friday Morning Show. My name is Mark Pazaskas. I've only got 8.5 minutes left before the ECU broadcasting students are going to take over the airwaves yet again. We've got Chelsea at 11 o'clock and then followed by Elle at 11:30. Some brilliant radio from the gang at ECU Joondalup. ECU Mount Lawley. We're at ECU Joondalup. I'm getting confused. This public holiday in the middle of the week, it throws me out like you wouldn't believe. Anyway, as I said, 23 degrees, beautiful day. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend as well. Maximum of 25 tomorrow, no chance of rain. Sunday, maximum of 26, no chance of rain. And then on Monday, if you're taking an extra long weekend, we're up to 28 degrees on the 29th of April. Isn't that just the most bizarre thing ever? Anyway, we've had a request come through. Avid listener. He is an avid listener. He's requested Blancmange. Have said that incorrectly. It's Living on the Ceiling. I'm going to play it for you right now on 89.7 FM. Blancmange.
Tree.
Supporting WA Music, this is 89.7
FM.
When
I was a kid, I was never good at jokes or fitting in. Dreaming of a place where I don't live. Listening to the music of a different time. Wishing it was mine. Maybe I'm just too sensitive. Maybe I'm just.
Beautiful voice of Western Australian singer Grace Newton Wordsworth right here on 89.7 FM. Grace Newton Wordsworth, of course, the lead singer of Joan and the Giants. That song there was Born in the Wrong Time. And before that, you had a request for Avid Listener. It was Blancmange with Living on the Ceiling. That's it for me for this Friday. Handing over to ECU Joondalup up now for the news. See you next week. Thank you.
News. Good morning, Sam Haberland with 89.7 News. Paramedics responded to an unresponsive man at a petrol station in Dawesville at 20 to 4 this morning. The man was taken to Peel Health Campus but was soon pronounced dead. Police are currently investigating. In Sydney, the body of a man has been found near the Star Casino. He was found floating in water near the casino this morning around 7:30. The police have launched an investigation into the man's identity and his death. The state government has announced a $14 million one-stop hub at Ruar Centre for Women and Children in the city. The hub is part of a $96.4 million injection into support services for domestic violence victims in the upcoming state budget. The Sydney bishop, who was stabbed during a live sermon, has strongly supported the video of the attack remaining online. Elon Musk's lawyers revealed the comment during an ongoing legal battle between X, formerly Twitter, and the Australian eSafety Commissioner. X is challenging a court injunction to remove the footage from its service. The court hearing is currently set for May 10. Sports. The Eagles will clash against the Gold Coast Suns on Sunday without rising star Harley Reid and leading key defender Tom Barras. Reid is being rested and Barras is on suspension. Fremantle will play the Bulldogs on Saturday for a home game crowd at Perth Stadium. It's 24 degrees and sunny in Joondalup today. You're listening to 89.7 FM.
Station sponsor.
Oxygen saturations have dropped to 89% and breathing is laboured. I've done an ECG and she's in fast AFib. Her blood pressure was stable, but her systolic has dropped to 95. What should we do?
Every single day, nursing and midwifery graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
You're at work in the crane moving large chunks of concrete. Your boss is trying to tell you something, but you just can't hear him. It's hard sometimes trying to get your message across when there's too much noise.
Community radio is different.
Sponsorship of community radio not only gets your product or service out there to the local community, it also supports a vital local voice for many. Plus, it's very cost effective. For details on sponsorship with 89.7 FM, contact the station on
The Community File.
Improve your reading and writing. Read Right Now is a volunteer program that offers free literacy tutoring to adults. Available in the Wanneroo and Joondalup areas, an hour and a half once a week is all you need to improve your literacy. No textbooks or exams. To find out more, call 1800 018 802.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
89.7 FM.
Subscribes to the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice, which outline standards relating to program content, including news and current affairs, Australian music, and sponsorship announcements. The codes also outline the principles of diversity, independence, and volunteerism for community broadcasting. If you have a complaint regarding something you have heard on this station, you should put your complaint in writing and send it to the station. If you would like a copy of the Codes of Practice, visit www.cbaa.org.au.
Good morning. You're on 89.7 FM with Chelsea. I'll be with you for the next half an hour. But coming up on the show, I'll be chatting to a content director for Illuminate Yagan Square. And if you're unsure what that is all about, then stick around and you'll find out. But first, here's a bit of Lost by Frank Ocean.
Double D, big four breasts on my baby. Triple weight, couldn't weigh the love I got for the girl. And I just wanna know why you ain't going to work. Boss ain't working you like this. He can't take care of you like this. Now you're lost, lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. Got on my buttercream silk shirt and it's Versace. Hand me my triple weight so I could wait to work. I got on your girl. No, I don't really wish, I don't wish the titties for sure. No, have I ever let you get caught? Lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on the train, lost. She's at the stove, can't believe I got her out here cooking dough.
Cooking dough.
I promise she'll be whipping meals up for a family of her own someday.
nothing wrong,
nothing wrong,
no, nothing wrong with the lie. Nothing wrong with another short plane ride through the skies. You and I are lost, lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost.
You're on 89.7 FM, the people, the music. So Yagan Square is in the heart of our city and a lot of people just walk past it, but I don't reckon they will for very long. So Yagan Square has had a multi-million dollar transformation and it's set to reopen and unveil the new look precinct with a massive weekend of celebration. So Illuminate Yagan Square is the free event which offers a multitude of family-friendly activities and also a lot of thrilling activities across the 2 days. But I'm joined right now with Alexander Sacosta, who will explain a little bit about the event. Good morning, Alexander.
Good morning, Chelsea. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very, very well. I'm very excited for the weekend. It's going to be a big one. You're exactly right. It's Yagan Square is back and it is, the redevelopment is beautiful. There's the new Stories Complex, which has five new restaurants in it, done by the gentleman who ran the old synagogue. So you know it'll be good. And then we've got 50 activations and free activities for people to do across the 2 days, including two special shows, Kaya, which is a Noongar celebration using light projections on the Sunday, and Glow Gleam Dream, which is tomorrow night, which is done by Spare Parts Puppet Theatre, which is this giant numbat puppet.
Yeah, wow.
It's huge.
I think I've seen it on Instagram. It does look, it looks insane. So Yagan Square has essentially rebranded. So why do you think why do you think the old Yagan Square didn't work for a lot of people?
I think it's always very hard because when you do developments, you kind of think what people will want and then you put it out there and they're like, oh, that wasn't what they wanted.
Yeah.
But this time around, they very much have been very conscious of actually really engaging the community, asking them, what is it that you want? Looking to where successful activated places are and integrating those things into the Yagan Square precinct as well. So we've got things like Buskers Stage that have been built around Yagan Square so that we'll always have music playing there. We'll always have cool things to do, photo opportunities, all the restaurants that are kind of cool new restaurants. Very much leaning into that, I guess, that Instagram lifestyle.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that it does look like a really nice place to go and enjoy most of like your weekend. And for a lot of people that just walk past it, do you think that it will like attract more people to visit on more of a regular basis?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's meant to be that meeting place. That's what it was designed for originally, and it's coming right back to that messaging that it is a connection point between Northbridge and the city, but a meeting place just in its own right too. So like when you're saying, where should I meet you? Meet me at Yagan Square.
Yeah.
And then you can get drinks, you can have food, you can listen to live music, there's comedy, there's all these things. And then by the end of next year, there'll be the entire university there with WAPA. Yep. So it'll really be a little bit of a hub there in the city, which is perfect because generally when you say, where shall I meet you in the city? I don't know where people are saying.
No, I'm the same. Yeah, definitely. So there's a lot of activities on this weekend for kids and it is, a family-friendly event. So can you tell me about some of those events?
Yeah, well, you've got all the classic things, you know, your face painting and things like that, but you've also got some pretty cool circus performance from Kaleido, who they're stilt walkers, and they do this thing where they're actually literally in a giant bubble and they're moving around, and it's a very cool stunt, so definitely bring the camera and take lots of photos. And so they'll have their entire circus team just moving throughout the entire complex as well. We also have, you can have someone, my sketcher will draw you within like a minute. He sketches your entire face, which is always a really cool takeaway. He's there both days as well.
Yeah.
And then we've got live music performances. We've got Who's Rhyme. They improvise rhyme on the spot. They'll be there on the evenings. Yeah, just so much, just fun things. We've also got a cool light maze.
Yeah.
So this is definitely something for photos. It's like a giant transparent with all the lights moving through it. And it's like very, very cool.
Yeah,
very
that
cool.
is amazing.
Definitely one you want to check out.
What about things for adults to enjoy? Because the event does go into the night. So what about for
Absolutely.
The adults?
I think it's basically you come with the children during the day and then you send them away with the older relatives and then you hang around, have a bit of a drink, enjoy. Who's Rhyme actually is on later, so that one can get a bit cheekier, which is good because, you know, adults like to have a bit of fun too, let their hair down. Why not? And then
yeah,
we've got
definitely.
Live music. Books Kid is performing. He's an Aboriginal DJ-style pop rock music fusion, which is really cool as well.
So is there... a lot that people can expect from this new Stories venue?
Absolutely. So three of the new restaurants will be launching. Oh, I forgot to mention there's a playground as well. There's a new playground at Yagan as
Perfect.
Well. So that'll be there permanently.
Yeah.
That's not just for the weekend. And yeah, there's five new restaurants within the Stories complex and it's over five levels. So those classic, the Shoe is still obviously there.
Yeah.
And Hiss and Smoke and those ones there are there, but this one has redeveloped that entire section. So there's lots of food and drink options now across the five venues.
Yeah, wow.
And, yeah, the other ones will be launching within the coming weeks too. So it'll always be something that you'll have something new to try. It's not that you'll go there once and be like, okay, tick, done.
Mm.
It's very much that there'll be other opportunities to come back and try new things. And like I said, this is done by the guys who ran the old synagogue and the Beaufort and station. And, like, they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Definitely. No, they're both great, amazing venues as it is. So what time is the Illuminate event on over the weekend?
So from 11 a.m. all the way through to late at night.
Yeah.
So both days. On the Sunday, definitely come if you're into vintage markets, because they're actually closing off the Horseshoe Bridge, which is pretty cool. And they're doing a huge vintage markets all along the Horseshoe Bridge.
Yeah.
So if you're someone who's a bit more into like a bit of shopping, a bit of fashion and stuff like that, then definitely come on the Sunday. Or why not come both days?
Yeah, there you go. Why not? Well, thank you so much, Alexander, for chatting with me. I'm sure everyone's looking forward to coming down to the amazing event on the weekend.
My absolute privilege. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. See ya. So that was Alexander Sacosta talking about Illuminate at Yagan Square. Coming up, women working in the mining industry has increased significantly over the last 10 years. Hear how women are leaving the 9-to-5 to join a lifestyle lived by many in the mines. It's currently 11:15 here on 89.7 FM. Here is Work by Rihanna.
To me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the cafe, my tie, 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 tie. Drive me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the righteous. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, work. To me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work, 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 work. Da, 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 da. When you walk out, da, 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 da. Before the table, turn, 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 turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. If I get another chance to, I will never, no, never neglect you. Against you, I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this true.
Get done, 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 done. At work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon, but I know you need to get done, 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 done. If you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got tryna end me all. Yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight. I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick the time and the place. You spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work, 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 work.
It's me up there, work, 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 work. You see me do my dirt, 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 dirt. So me better, work, 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 work. When you walk out, la, 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 la. I'm in the cat from my dirt, 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 dirt.
You're on 89.7 FM with Chelsea. So the cost of living can impact us in so many ways and in so many different aspects of our life, especially when choosing a career that is able to set us up for a comfortable lifestyle. So women have now had the opportunity to earn a stable income because of the endless opportunities that we have been given. So hear all about that just after this.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
89.7 FM is your community radio station run by your community. We value your feedback as it helps us present what you like to hear. You can post your feedback online at 897fm.com.au and click feedback. Or mail your feedback to PO Box 3292 Joondalup, WA 6027.
So just before, I was chatting about how the cost of living can impact us in so many ways. And for women, the opportunity to earn a stable income has become endless. So the mining industry is definitely not for everyone, but for some women who are looking for a career change, it is. Earlier, I spoke to Sienna Mellon, who's a 27-year-old superintendent who works in the mining industry. Now, this girl has over 130,000 followers online and someone who shares her knowledge about women in mining. It's so important and it has a huge impact on the online community and does just really impact others and how they can get into mining. So I spoke to Sienna a bit earlier and here is what she had to say. I'm joined with Sienna this morning. Good morning, Sienna.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So do you want to tell us a little bit about how you got into mining?
Yep. So I got into mining. I first started off working in the agricultural resource industry down in Victoria. I was doing that role. I was a supervisor there for a couple of years and then I was approached and asked if I wanted to move up into a role in the mining industry. I accepted the position. At the time, I hadn't really given much thought into moving into mining, but I was really career ambitious. So that was the main motivator. And then once I saw the salary, I then was... I didn't really know what to do. I couldn't really say no. So once that came up, then I accepted it and moved up to Queensland.
Yeah, wow. So do you think that with the cost of living having a huge impact on Australians right now, do you think that that kind of affected your decision to go into mining?
Yeah, the time that I got the offer was sort of right when we were coming out of COVID, so everything was starting to get a little bit more tight. It definitely is a motivator for many. It certainly helped my decision, but I do think a lot of the people that do move out to the industry are coming out because of cost of living.
So the Australian Bureau of Statistics data has shown that women employed full-time in the mining industry nationally has jumped from 8,700 in August 2002 to 45,000 in August 2022. So over the last 10 years, the women in mining has increased significantly. What do you think the biggest impact on women going into mining is?
No, it's a good question. I think that we are seeing an increase due to a number of reasons. Number one is it's becoming more normal. It's more talked about. My social media talks about it a lot, which makes people, you know, start to consider it as a career option.
Yeah.
There's obviously this cost of living impact as well, which is quite significant. So women are opting to going into higher paying roles.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I think that a big reason we're seeing an increase in women is organisations' commitment to increasing female representation. Found that, you know, 10 years ago there was arguably a distaste to having women in the industry, whereas now it's encouraged.
Yeah, I do think that is a huge reason why. It's because of those businesses offering more of an opportunity for women. So I think that's really good.
Yep.
So I discovered you on TikTok, which I'm sure a lot of girls have as well. And you really teach girls how important it is that it's so welcoming to come into the mining industry as a woman. So what piece of advice would you give women interested in going into mining?
This is another great question. I think that the mining industry, there is so much value and there's so much that you can do with your career and you can do financially setting yourself up. And my advice is, if it's something that you really want to do or it's something that you've been sitting on the fence for a while, there's no better time than now to give it a go.
Yeah.
I do advise, though, and I'm very clear about this on my social media, is don't just make the jump because of the money. Obviously, if you're unhappy in your career and you're looking for a career change and you're interested in relocating or flying in, then absolutely do it. But if you're doing a job where you can pay your bills and you're living a happy life, it definitely comes with its challenges as well. So my advice is chase your dreams, and if this works for you, then go for it.
So you're from Queensland, but mining in Western Australia is huge and a lot of people opt to do it as a job compared to a normal 9-to-5. And I believe in recent years, the amount of girls who have taken an interest in mining has jumped dramatically because of the impact social media has had. And I think girls see other girls doing it and just think, why not? So through promoting your job essentially on social media, what do you hope to gain out of that?
Yeah, I think the goal of my TikTok is to continue to normalise it. I think that although we've seen a significant increase in the recent years, there's still quite a bit of work to do. And my goal in my social media is to show not only the benefits, but also the reality to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that we can see an increase in women, you know, over the next 10 years as well, where it's no longer a male-dominated industry, where it is just an industry with a relative split of male and females based on, you know, what they're looking for.
Yeah, I definitely do think you're having a huge impact on social media, so it is really great to see. So thank you so much again for joining me, Sienna, and giving us this little insight into women in mining.
You're very welcome. Thanks for your time, Chelsea.
So that was Sienna talking about women in mining, and it was such an incredible chat because I know a lot of girls that have just gone into the mining industry. And if you are looking at going into the mining industry as well, I definitely check out Sienna's socials. She is so welcoming online, and if you're looking but if you're also looking for a career change, though, why not spend your Sunday here at ECU's Mount Lawley Open Day? It's on from 10 till 3, so you can come down and explore the opportunities and the possibilities that this campus has to offer. It might not be mining, but if you're definitely looking for a career change, come down this Sunday. Right now, though, here is Spin You Around by Morgan Wallen.
Been looking at you from across the room. About time I got my nerve. You might tell me, boy, hell no. But hell, what can it hurt? 'Cause I just wanna spin you round and round this dance floor, get you drunk on love like mine. Might wind up and steal a couple kisses, get your digits if I can find a right line. Well, you don't do feelings, but baby, if you're willing, I'ma do my best to change your mind. 'Cause the way you stole my heart without a sign, girl, it ought to be a crown. Got a pretty good feeling I'm taking you home. Gonna love you with all I got. But before we slip out into the night, I just want one more shot to take your hand and spin you round and round this dance floor. Get you drunk on love like mine. Might wind up and steal a couple kisses, get your digits if I can find a right line. Well, you don't do feelings, but baby, if you're willing, I'ma do my best to change your mind. 'Cause the way you stole my heart without a sign, girl, it ought to be a crime. I fought in some bars, broke in some hearts, ain't never done nothing this bad. Yeah, with one look at me, you became my disease. They don't make no cure for that. And I just wanna spin you round and round this dance floor, get you drunk on the love like mine. Might wind up and steal a couple kisses, get your digits if I can find a right line. Well, you don't do feelings, but baby, if you're willing, I'ma do my best to change your mind. 'Cause the way you stole my heart without a sign, yeah, the way you stole my heart without a sign, girl, it ought to be a crown. I just wanna spin you round. I just wanna spin you round.
You've been on 89.7 FM, The People, The Music, with Chelsea this morning. So you may or may not know, but the HBF Run for a Reason is fast approaching. It is on the 19th of May, and there are three different distances that you can run and choose from. So there's the 4 kilometre, the 12 kilometre, or the half marathon. So I definitely recommend you get your running shoes on and donate towards a really good cause. They're currently at $517,000. But right now, though, here is the news with Sam.
This is 89.7 News.
Good morning, Sam Haberland with 89.7 FM News. Police continue the search for the three men responsible for an aggravated home burglary in Girraween. The victim has spoken publicly for the first time.
I wish they let give themselves up and let the justice take its course.
Police are attempting to locate the perpetrators and several pieces of distinctive jewellery. Homes and property are under threat as major bushfires burn on WA's south coast. An emergency warning is in place for parts of Bow Bridge, Hazelvale, North Walpole and Trent in the shires of Denmark and Walpole. The fire is believed to have been lit deliberately. Authorities are monitoring a pod of whales who have returned to sea after a mass beaching event off Dunsborough. Sally Marshall has the details.
Over 100 pilot whales beached themselves on Anzac Day on WA's south coast. 29 whales died despite volunteers' efforts. Alex Grossman, head of rescue at the Dolphin Discovery Centre.
We had planes in the air from the government that observed the pod that has left beach heading back into the sea to monitor, are they going to come back elsewhere stranded again?
Sally Marshall, 89.7 News.
Sports.
WADA has launched an investigation into its handling of athletes from China. The 23 swimmers, who all tested positive for a banned substance before the Tokyo Olympics, were not penalised. The agency has announced findings from the investigation are expected within 2 months. To weather, it's a sunny day today at 25 degrees. It's also going to hit a top of 27 in the afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 FM.
You're listening to 89.7 FM. This is Elle Cooper for the next half hour. In this moment, I'm going to talk to one of my classmates, Tim, about his perspective as a parent on young kids and TV these days. But first, we're gonna go straight into a song.
I stretched myself across four states, new lands, west coast, where my dreams lay. I trade amber clay roads for the sea foam and the endless sun rays. 'Cause I was never told that I wasn't gonna get the things I want the most. But people always say if it hasn't happened yet, then maybe you should go.
Chapel Roan, California. You're listening to 89.7 FM. The time is 25 to 12. I'm here with a classmate of mine, Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Elle. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Well, Tim, you have some young kids. How old are they?
So my eldest, Ben, is 4, and my youngest, Mabel, is 2, just turned 2.
And what are they watching on TV at the moment?
So it's quite funny, actually. Ben seems to be off TV a bit at the moment, but Mabel loves Cocomelon. What else does she love? Little Angels, I think it's called. A lot of those sort of like boppy sort of TV.
Dancing Fruits.
Correct. Yeah, those sorts of things.
Yeah. What do you think she's learning from the TV?
I think she's learning how to have a good time. Like, she seems to dance along with it a lot. And yeah, just words and songs and I guess tune and yeah, a few different things.
Yeah. And how, obviously, so you said that Ben doesn't watch a lot of TV. How are you managing their screen time?
Well, he used to. So he used to be really into those sorts of shows as well. But lately, I guess he's just off it a bit. He's more into his toys. So we do try and manage the screen time, though. Try and keep it down to, you know, no more than an hour a day. But we definitely, as a parent, I could be a bit stricter.
Are they watching Bluey, do you think?
No, I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Big fan?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. It's great. I wouldn't say it's just for kids either. I would say you can get a lot out of it as an adult. Well, at least I do. Yeah, it's fantastic. But I'm hoping my kids will get into it a bit more as they get older.
Well, I know that there's a lot of older fans of Bluey. And in a moment, I'm going to be talking to one. And I had that interview yesterday. But first, you're listening to 89.7, and here's... Thank you so much for talking to me, Tim.
You're welcome, Al. Yeah, Bluey's great.
Stay in the loop with what's happening in your community. Visit station sponsor City of Joondalup's website at joondalup.wa.gov.au and subscribe to an e-newsletter. You'll find everything you need to know about community, events, updates and job vacancies. Register today for this free service.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service has been committed to improving the health of Australia's remote and rural communities for over 86 years. Last year, our emergency rescue and essential healthcare services touched the lives of more than 280,000 Australians. That's one person every 2 minutes. Call 1300 669 569 or visit flyingdoctor.org.au. Help keep the Flying Doctor flying.
The Community File.
Right now, you're here to hear what's coming through your speakers. But have you thought about how you can be here to hear when a mate, colleague, or loved one needs a chat? Ask, are you okay? And let the people you care about know you're here to really hear them, because a conversation could change your life. Learn more at areyouok.org.au.
My name is Elle Cooper. You're listening to 89.7 FM and the time is 20 minutes to 12.
Now of course, babe, 'cause you know that you will.
to 12 on 89.7. You're listening to 89.7 FM, The People, The Music, with Elle Cooper. If you're driving in the car right now, any little ears might perk up in a moment for this next segment. Have a listen.
My name is Ben. I'm age 5. My favourite episode of Bluey is Surprise, because everything works out in the end.
Hi, I'm Charlotte and I'm 8 years old. My favourite episode of Bluey is where it's Daddy put down, where Bandit puts down, you know what it is. It teaches me about babysitting.
That you've heard from the kids about Bluey just now, and now it's time to hear from an adult. So this show came out in 2018. It's for kindy-aged children of Australia, and its third season just ended. And though it's for kindy children, the fan base spreads far and wide to all grown-ups, to all ages, and where I'm going to talk to a fully grown adult fan of Bluey, who I'm good friends with.
Benna, you're a big fan. How long would you say you've been watching Bluey?
About 2 years, 3 years now.
And why do you enjoy the show so much?
I guess because it's nostalgic in a way. I think also because it's such a niche sort of Australian childhood. Even though the show was written and made by the time I was already an adult, it still feels like my childhood.
It resonates.
Like, yeah, really, really well. I have a younger sister. I also have a younger brother, but he's not part of this discussion. But, like, a lot of our childhood was very the same. I, like, somehow am a lot like Bluey, and then my sister is a lot more like Bingo. My sister was always a lot more sensitive, a lot more whatever. So, like, I watch it back, and I'm like, shoot, my childhood, it's on TV, but with iPads.
There's so many adult fans. Why do you think it's so far-reaching?
Probably mostly because of what I just said. Like, it's so grounded. It's not like all the other TV shows where they're, like, trying to teach you something in a very straightforward way. They're not being like, and what did you learn today, pal? What's this lesson you're taking from this episode? It's more of a, you don't realize what you've taken from the episode until you think about it and you're like, oh.
Yeah, it does have lessons.
Oh, so many.
What do you think you've learned from watching this show?
Oh, honestly, more social skills. Like, my social skills? Heavily lacking. Like, they're not my strongest point in my little skill set. Like, I like to think I've always been a very understanding person, but, like, I think Bluey's sort of kicked it up a notch. Like, I know they're not real kids, but when I see these kids having better problem-solving skills and, like, interpersonal skills than me, I kind of went, oh, whoopsies. That's not quite as my parents' intentions. So I think, yeah. They talk about so many, like, serious topics that I didn't even know. Like, obviously, people have to explain things to their children. Children have questions. Things come up. Lots of families experience lots of different things. I never, like, obviously, I'm not a parent, but I never had any sort of understanding of how to give that information in such a delicate, easy-to-digest sort of way. With the episode with onesies, like, fertility issues, how do you explain that to children? And they just did it. They just made it make sense. And, like, all the adults watching are going, oh, I'm not saying kids are dumb. Obviously, some kids got that message, and those kids are probably people who have experienced that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Do you have a favourite episode?
Oh, God. What's it called? Dad Baby. That is my favourite episode, hands down. Like, I love that episode so much. Like, it was just funny.
Thank you so much for chatting with me about how much you love this show.
No problem. I'm so happy to talk about one of my interests.
I hate you for what you did, and I miss you like a little kid.
Listening to 89.7 FM. My name is Elle Cooper. I have been talking a little bit about kids TV. I talked earlier to Tim about what his kids watch, and then I talked a little bit about Bluey. But what is the impact of television on these kids? I'm here talking to Paige O'Donnell, who's an early childhood teacher, about screen time and what she thinks is the best idea. Paige, are you there?
Good afternoon.
Hi, Paige. I am talking a little bit about TV. How do you think television affects children of this age?
I think that technology is in reality an active part of our, you know, the world around us, and that it is important that children do have access and are kind of shown some boundaries and the way that it can be used. I think with the lack of support of families and especially mums, it definitely is used a lot more, and then the decrease of childhood skills, there is a big decrease in what we're seeing in the classroom. Things like face-to-face interaction, I think sleep is impacted with, you know, their nervous system, that they're not regulating over the day when they're sat in front of screens for too long.
Right.
So I guess they are some of the cons. The pros are that there are some really wonderful ways that they can be watching learning or educational videos and things like that if they're not having access to care and different environments for learning. But I think a big part of that is taking away from a lot of childhood skills when it is for too long, and I think that is a big part in the lack of support that families are currently having, and that's what we're seeing in the classrooms at the moment.
Of course. And what do you think is the best approach that parents should be taking in this area?
I think that trying to limit screen time, I mean, currently the recommendations are that children under two shouldn't be watching any screen time, and if they are watching screens, to have an adult talk through what they're seeing with them. But as I said, I think that the reality is that, you know, a lot of families are needing time to get things done around the house, and that it is a real part of everyday life. But trying to set limits around how much time, the things that they're watching and the stories and the ideas and the values that are put in front of them. There's some really great lists. If we're looking up on the Speech Sisters, have a really great list of shows that aren't overstimulating children and kind of reduces those tantrums and things when the screen time is turned off. And just playing, more time in trying to play and teach children those skills on how they can play independently and not rely on screens as much.
Right, because it's important that they are good at those like interpersonal skills and not
definitely
just relying on screens.
Yeah, as a distraction. That's 100% right.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for giving your insight into this topic.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Enjoy. I can hear the kids, so I'll leave you back to them.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That was Paige O'Donnell about screen time and kids. You're listening to 89.7 FM. 12 on 89.7 FM. You've been listening to Elle Cooper from ECU Broadcasting. This has been the morning show with the ECU students. I'm talking to Dane, one of my classmates. Hi, Dane. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Elle.
During this show, we were talking a little bit about kids' TV, and we spoke about Bluey. Did you have any favourite shows when you were a kid?
Yeah, I simply had to come on and talk about this. Thomas the Tank Engine, when I was a kid, was unbelievable. And if you remember back, like in the early 2000s, it was done with the actual toys right. were done, and Ringo Starr was narrating.
I do remember Ringo Starr narrating.
Stuck in the head.
Yep. I was a Wiggles kid. I just love the Wiggles. Yeah. And High Five.
Oh, yeah, I remember High Five, actually, on the VHS.
Yes, VHS.
It's interesting to see some of the shows now have gone away from the Thomas the Toys now. They do, like, the animated, like, really bright cartoony style, and I don't know how I'd feel as a kid now not having experienced the old school stuff. I don't know, maybe it's better, but...
Maybe. Well, we're going into news with Sean. You've been listening to Radio 89.7 with Elle Cooper.
News. The Community File.
Writing for the Disabled Capricorn Group is a not-for-profit organization that has been operating in Pinjar area for over 10 years. They service the needs of the wider community, offering therapeutic horse riding lessons to people of varying abilities. RDA Capricorn is desperate for more volunteers. You don't need to have any experience with horses, as they offer training and other roles that are not horse-related, like gardening, cleaning, administration. There would be something for those handy people in the community. Lessons run Monday through Saturday, with the latter of which being their busiest day of the week. If you are 14 years or over and wish to have some horsey fun with their wonderful and diverse riders, please get in touch with the office via email office@rdacapricorn.com.au for more information. Volunteer induction days are available at the beginning of each term. You can also check them out at their Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Are you running a local business? Join over 440 businesses and become a Wanneroo Business Association member today for just $30. Access free networking and educational events, business advice and promotion, and be part of a supportive community. Visit wba.asn.au for more information.
89.7.
Do you own a business? Are you listening to this ad right now? Well, we could put your business right here. And it's cheaper than you might think. For more information, go to 897fm.com.au and contact sales.
Give your business a unique position right here. Go to 897fm.com.au.
This is 897FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. Increasing the job seeker rate to 90% of the age pension is one of nearly two dozen recommendations put to the Treasurer ahead of